Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Rough Rider. Welcome to another Rough Rider Radio's episode. Let's get right to it. This is going to be a very long one. It could be in two or three parts, a very long podcast, and divide it up into three parts. The subject, the title, Timeline for the Trump Admin, Things to Investigate. Let's get it. Washington, CNN. This is the timeline of what is known about President Trump's actions regarding the Russia investigation from conversations and comments. CNN has reported their special counsel Robert Mueller plans to interview three top intelligence officials about their interactions with Trump as part of the early stages, what could become an obstruction of justice. Washington Post reported on Wednesday night that Mueller is investigating Trump for an obstruction of justice. So he's under investigation personally himself. November 13th. For the first time after the election, President-elect Trump weighs in publicly about job security of FBI Director James Comey. Trump tells CBS News he respects Comey, but he hasn't made up his mind. Trump says he would, quote, like to talk to him, unquote, before deciding. January 6th of this year, top U.S. intelligence officials brief Trump about Russian meddling in elections. After that, finishes Comey stays behind for a one-on-one meeting to tell Trump about a dossier by former British intel agent Christopher Steele containing salacious allegations. At some point, Trump tells Comey he hopes Comey will stay on as FBI director. And at some point, before Comey leaves, Trump's aide makes it clear that Trump won't ask him to step down, according to the New York Times. Something happens during that meeting that compels Comey to immediately write a memo about the encounter upon leaving Trump Tower. January 22 this year, Trump and Comey embrace during a White House gathering for top officials from law enforcement community. Trump tells Comey, quote, I really look forward to working with you, unquote, according to Comey's June 8th Senate Intel Committee testimony. June 27th. Trump and Comey have dinner at the White House. During the dinner, according to Comey's June testimony, Trump asks Comey if he wants to stay on as FBI director. Trump later tells Comey, quote, I need loyalty. I expect loyalty, unquote. Comey does not respond. Later in the dinner, Trump says again, quote, I need loyalty, unquote. Comey promises to always give Trump honesty. Trump presses him and asks for, quote, honest loyalty, unquote. Comey agrees to that. Comey later testifies that he felt Trump was trying to, quote, create some sort of patronage relationship, unquote, by bringing up his job security again. Trump later denies that he was the one who requested the dinner and also denies he was asked for loyalty from Comey. Bullshit. February 13th, Trump fires National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. February 14th, Happy Valentine's. After a counterterrorism briefing in the Oval Office, Trump asks everyone in the room except Comey to leave. During their one-on-one conversation, Trump says Flynn is a good guy who didn't do anything wrong by speaking to the Russians, according to Comey's June testimony. White House Chief of Staff Prince Priebus tries to re-enter the room, but Trump waves him away. Trump goes on to tell Comey, quote, I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go, to letting Flynn go. He is a good guy. I hope you can let this go, unquote. Comey reported in the Senate Intel Committee hearing. Comey says Flynn is a good guy, but nothing else. Comey said in his June 8th testimony that he interpreted his comment from Trump as a, quote, direction, unquote, from the president. Trump later denied he asked Comey to, quote, let Flynn go, unquote. February 15th. On the sidelines of a separate White House meeting, Priebus asked FBI Director Andrew McCabe if the FBI will publicly knock down recent news reports about contacts between Trump campaign and Russians. It's unclear when, but some point after the conversation, Priebus again reaches out to McCabe and also to Comey, asking them to call journalists and privately dispute the news reports. Comey refuses to comply with this request. March the 1st of this year, Trump calls Comey and tells him he's, quote, doing an awesome job, unquote, according to Comey's June testimony. Comey later tells a friend that he thinks Trump was still trying to gain his loyalty, according to the New York Times. March 20, Comey confirms publicly for the first time that the FBI is investigating Russian meddling in the 2016 election and possible collusion between Trump associates and Russia. March 22, after a routine briefing at the White House, Trump asks everyone to leave the room except Director of National Intelligence Daniel Coats and CIA Director Mike Pompeo, according to the Washington Post. Trump reportedly complains about the FBI investigation and asks Coates if he can intervene with Comey about the Flynn investigation. Coates later testified before the Senate Intel Committee that he's, quote, never been pressured, unquote, or, quote, felt pressured, unquote, by Trump, any members of his administration. That is BS. What do you think Trump's trying to do, idiots? March 23 or 24, Trump calls Coates, he's the Director of National Intelligence, and asks him on the phone to issue a public statement declaring that there is no evidence of coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia, according to the Washington Post. Coates does not comply with the request and tells his top aides about it, according to the Post. Shortly after March 24, Trump calls NSA Director Michael Rogers and asks him to speak out publicly if there's no evidence that there is no evidence of collusion, according to the Washington Post. Of course, Rogers never does. Sorry, Trump. March 30th, and by the way, you're not supposed to be calling the Director of National Intelligence and the NSA Director. That is almost verboten. That's highly irregular for any sitting president. March 30th, Trump calls Comey and asks him, quote, to lift the cloud, unquote, according to Comey's June testimony. Trump tells Comey a few times that he wants to publicly declare that Trump wasn't under investigation. Trump mentions that he didn't make a big deal about, quote, the McCabe thing, unquote, referring to McCabe's wife's links to Clinton allies. Comey later says this might have been an attempt by Trump to get something in return for him. Of course, Donald always wants to barter and trade and wheel and deal. March 31, the Russian investigation did the, quote, witch hunt. And that Flynn should ask for immunity. Flynn's lawyer said one day earlier that Flynn wanted an immunity deal. Late March 2017, senior White House officials talked to top intelligence officials about intervening directly with Comey to encourage him to drop the Flynn investigation, according to the Washington Post. Spring 2017, White House officials pressured Comey to prioritize leak investigations instead of the Russian investigation, according to the Washington Post. Spring 2017, Trump's longtime friend and advisor and total asshole, Roger Stone, political trickster, way back to the Nixon administration, who was under investigation himself, advises Trump to fire Comey, according to sources familiar with the conversation. Trump and Stone later denied this had ever happened. Bullshit. April 11, 2017, Trump calls Comey to follow up on his request that Comey publicly clear his name and announce that he's not under an FBI investigation, according to Comey's testimony. Trump says, quote, I have been very loyal to you, very loyal. We had that thing, you know, period, unquote. Comey tells Trump to handle this request through the White House counsel and the Department of Justice. Comey later says he doesn't know, quote, that thing, quote, was referring to. We're going to leave it there, and we'll have part two in the podcast tomorrow. Thank you for listening. This is the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, remember, keep well, stay lit, keep it well. And remember, we ride, but goddammit, you decide.